stranger. You seem new around these parts. What? You like what you're saying? How cute. You know, I have found myself rather lonely lately. And I can see that you're fascinated by me. Oh, come on. No need to act dumb. I can see that that brain of yours is clearly focused on some very specific areas. You can try to hide it, but you'll probably need to try a little harder if you want to fool me. What? Does my horn stand out to you? Oh, honey. No need to feel ashamed about you not having one. It's okay. That just means that you're not meant to be the dominant one. Do I need to show you what I mean? Okay, then. Come here. Now that I'm looking at you up close, you're rather cute. So small and delicate. I like what I see. Do you like what you see? Come on, be honest. Good boy, good boy. You'll make a very good mare. Oh, honey. It seems that you don't fully understand who's in control here. So, I'm going to have to prove it to you that you belong beneath me, serving me, worshipping me. That I don't plan on letting you go. I want to feel your body near me. I want to feel how it is to have you submit to me. No need to deny it. That I can see how you're blushing. And I can see that you're very much into the idea, despite having that small sense of rebellion inside you. But don't worry. I will show it its place by showing you why I'm the alpha. Why I'm the stallion. Why you're my perfect little mare. That just from our brief encounter, I can already tell that you've probably always thought about being someone's cute little submissive. about serving someone superior to you. But you were taught that wasn't proper. You were taught that you needed to be strong, big, the dominant alpha. But that was never you, was it? You're always small, weak, submissive little whore who needs someone to take care of them, to guide them into the life you were meant to live. And that is me. That's right. It was your fate to meet me. Everything from the way you're dressed to the way you talk leads me to think that you're not from around here. Maybe not even from this world. Yet, you magically appeared here. Because not just anyone can enter my territory. Yet, out of everyone in the world and everywhere in the world that you could have landed, you appeared here. I don't think that was a mere coincidence. I can see the fear and confusion in your face. But don't worry, my little pet. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to soothe your worries away. And I'm going to put you in your place. Because I plan on keeping you here. Forever. Oh, come on. Don't look away now. If you keep breaking eye contact with me, I'll have to force you to look at me by gripping that pretty little jaw of yours and turning your face to mine. But it's just you and me here, honey. No one else you can ask for help. Or anyone else that can distract me from you. But a part of me says that you'd probably like that. To have me grab your jaw. Lean down. And kiss you passionately. Just imagining it is probably sending shivers down your little spine, isn't it? Making your heart skip a beat. I'm not gonna lie. That little indecisiveness is rather cute. Seeing how your mind is just fighting against itself. Fighting against your true desires. It's exhilarating. I mean, just the idea of turning you into a quivering little mass as you shiver delicately under my touch makes it so that I can barely contain myself. I just want to ravish you. Tell me, does that pretty little head of yours get foggy when I tell you that? Oh, honey. your faith tells it all, doesn't it? As much as you try and deny it, your brain just craves me. You're left in nothing but a haze. And I whisper in your ear. And tell you about what I desire. Because inside of you, there's an ache, an itch. You just crave me so deeply. And there's a hole that needs to be filled by me. And you know that's true. Which is why you can't even deny it. You need to be blissed out and submissive pleasure. It's who you are. And the longer you deny that, the harder and the more painful it'll be for you. Because you're just a little bitch who needs to submit to someone stronger than them. Isn't that right? Come on. You're so close. Just admit it. I didn't hear you. A simple yes doesn't work here. Say it out loud. Tell me what you are. And tell me what you need. Come on. Louder. 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 I want to hear you scream it. Good boy, good boy, good boy. That's it, honey. Keep doing it. Doesn't it feel good to admit exactly who you are? To let the shame melt away and let yourself be free? To let yourself be honest about what you want to be? Since you've been such a good boy, I think it would only be fitting that I reward you with training you to be the best bitch you can be. So come on, kneel. Good boy, good boy. You look good like that. On the ground like you belong. Anyone seeing you like this would know exactly what you are. And with that inviting body of yours, you're lucky that you'll have someone like me to protect you from every beast out there. Don't worry, my precious little mare. I don't like to share. So you'll be all mine. I'm the only one. To use you. I'm the only one you'll serve the rest of your life. It'll take a lot of time, yes. You'll have to even do some training on your own, because, you know, practice makes perfect. And, well, let's just say I have a lot of stamina. And that if you think my horn is big, well, you have much left to say. But I personally believe that you'll be able to get the hang of it pretty quickly. Something tells me you're a natural. Soon you'll realize that you have no use thinking or worrying about anything. You'll learn to enjoy submitting to me, serving me in any way I tell you to. Even if you feel pain, it'll just fade. Or rather, you'll start associating it with pleasure to a point that you won't even notice it. You'll be addicted, with every single second just feeling like you're on cloud nine. And once that happens, oh, baby, that's when we'll have some real fun. Oh. And I just had an idea of how to make the process even faster. How do you feel about being marked? What do I mean? I mean, a womb tattoo. I know you don't have a womb, honey. But that doesn't mean it's not gonna work. So I'm going to mark this beautiful body of yours. And not only will I make it clear to everyone that you belong to me, but it will also make your training go so much smoother. Would you like that? Good boy, good boy. Then I need you to repeat after me, okay? What are you? Okay, good. You're obedient. You're a slave. You're a bitch. You're property. Once more. You're obedient. You're a slave. You're a bitch. You're my property. Engrave those words into your mind. And become my adorable breeding mare. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Do you feel the burn as it engraves itself onto your skin? It looks perfect on you. I am now officially your stallion, your stud, your alpha. You officially belong to me. I can't wait till you're just begging for everything I give you. begging me for more and more and more. Like an addicted little bitch. You're going to love every single inch of me. Isn't that right, bitch? Good boy, good boy, good boy. I'm definitely gonna miss that shy little blush of yours. But I won't mind when it's replaced with a love addicted stare that is just drunk on pleasure. You know, I'm definitely gonna have to accessorize you, make you more suitable to my tastes. That you are quite beautiful already, but I'm sure we can give you a couple of upgrades. Maybe, you know, I could even take you over to a festival later. With a lasso around your neck, showing you off in your whole new appearance. I could even have a whole shibari, if you know what that is, set up right under your clothes. Nobody would be able to see it, but you and I would know exactly what you're wearing. God. Imagining that is just so fucking hot. And with that new womb tattoo, you look exactly like the perfect little bitch. Wouldn't you agree? What? Did that tattoo get you all distracted? That I see that you can't stop yourself from staring. Do you want it that bad? And you should beg for it. Beg me to make you into the little mare you are, into a perfect bitch. Don't just use your mouth for words. You can beg in so many different ways. Be creative. Oh my. That is so cute. And honestly, quite sexy. I guess you have me convinced then. I mean, how could I not cater to your needs after you beg me like that? I do hope you're ready, though. Because, as I said before, I am packing a big gun downstairs. Let me show you. What do you think? You've gotten me all riled up. So I am really eager to fuck you right now. scared. Oh, honey, don't worry. My cock won't break you that easily. That new mark you have will make sure of it. That it has some very special properties. So, I hope you're ready. Because I'm going to breed you this instant. I would normally want a little bit of foreplay, but honestly, God, I just want to fuck your little brains out right now. Get on all fours for me. And show me that ass. God. You really were meant to get bread, I mean. Look at this. Piece of meat. I can definitely see where your size went to, I mean. Your little dick is less than half my size. And that's with it being fully hard. I can't even imagine how small it is when it's soft. So tell me, are you ready to get fucked? Because if yes, I want to hear you beg me to put it in. Tell me how badly you want it inside you. Good boy, good boy. Then I guess that means you're ready. This is probably gonna be the hardest part for you, but don't worry, it'll quickly become addicting. Can you feel the hand going into you? Spreading you apart like the breeding bitch you are. It's okay to moan. I want you to be loud. Good job. You took the head like a champ. How's it feel to officially be my mare? Now that the head is all in, though, I'm going to start enjoying myself more by doing how does it feel to have my full length inside you all of a sudden? What? Do you think I was gonna take it slow? Oh, honey. I told you. Now, so I don't have any more patience. I'm going to mold your insides in my shape. Don't act like you don't like it when I'm rough. Then I can feel you squeezing on me tightly. You like it when I abuse you, when I use you like a fuck toy. It turns you on. They just love being used and abused like the breeding mare you are. You crave it, you need it. honestly thought that it would take more to get you hooked on it, but it would seem that just this little bit has been enough for you. Their moans are just driving me crazy, getting me more riled up with each sound you make. God. God, you're squeezing me so good. Do you like the way my cock feels inside you that much? Because I love the way you feel around my cock. God, I've been so bent up from being alone all this time. I feel myself ready to burst. I may not be able to knock you up, but that certainly doesn't mean I'm not gonna try. I will warn you though, that when I come a lot. From both your little clit deck, from your tiny little pussy. But don't worry, I just need a little breather and we can go for round two. Would you like that? Boy, good boy. I'm going to enjoy.